I was able to pay for my rent and my utilities for the first of the month, but now I have nothing in my bank.
I am very proud to announce today that we have reached a deal to end the shutdown and reopen the federal government.
Today, we have come to a way to go forward to debate the best ways to protect our border. I don't see this as any power play.
I know some of you say, well, he didn't get any money for the wall. He didn't get any money for the wall. No, he didn't. But he's going to.
Longtime Donald Trump associate, informal advisor Roger Stone has been arrested and indicted by a grand jury on charges brought by the special counsel Robert Mueller.
I will plead not guilty to these charges. I will defeat them in court. I believe this is a politically motivated investigation.
What I do know is that this has nothing to do with the president, has nothing to do with the White House.
The regime of former President Nicolas Maduro is illegitimate.
We say to all the good people of Venezuela, estamos con ustedes. We are with you.
Those are some of the voices in the news talking about Venezuela, the indictment of the president's friend and ally, Roger Stone, and of course, the end of the government shutdown, for now.